Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. 34 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business, and another book that's coming out this year that I am so excited about, but I'm also very upset about because he wrote it and I didn't. And so we'll be telling you more about that a little bit later on. He is the number one tab boards, alternative board franchisee in the galaxy, and he's our good friend John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
And a longtime Brain Trust member, by the way. In fact, later in July, John, we'll have to get you back for sure in July because that's your 10th anniversary.
Is it?
And it, with, as a member of our Brain Trust, that's right.
That just means we're old.
And yeah, but the bad news is I'm celebrating 15-year anniversaries for some people, so what does that tell you? Hey, John, one of the earliest little maxims or sayings that we all heard is don't let one bad apple spoil the whole barrel.
Right.
And over the years, how many times have I heard people use that metaphor to describe the workplace? And that's something you've been working on lately, isn't it?
It's true. Yeah, I did a piece on that a couple of weeks ago, which you picked up on, which led to me being here again today.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are so terrified of the C word, they won't even say the word. You know, it's kind of like Voldemort, you know, the thing that must not be named.
Mm-hmm.
but I do use it, and I've used it for years. A bad employee is a cancer. Because yep. It grows in places you don't expect it. It spreads.
It metastasizes,
yeah. Yeah, and if you don't do something really serious about it, and it usually involves cutting it out, it can kill your company. In a small mm-hmm. business, it can destroy your workforce. So, you know, there's, you know, a bad employee attitude, and I'm not talking about, you know, let's leave aside for the moment work ethic or,
there are a lot of ways. There are a lot of ways that someone could be toxic. Somebody could be cancerous. I mean, there's a lot of ways that an employee could do that. They could just be their work ethic. They don't show up on time. They're constantly late. Their attitude. I mean, there are a lot of ways that they could infect your organization.
Sure, but those aren't the ones we worry about.
You're not worried
because
about that.
We have mechanisms for those. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're late one more time, you're going to be fired or you're going to be docked. You know,
unless the boss doesn't do anything about it.
Right, right, and that can cause other people to have an attitude.
Right.
The real problem is the employee who does the job, but complains to all the other employees that it's not fair, that they're overworked.
Okay,
that
you're talking about
enough.
The whiners and the complainers and the poor mouthers.
Yeah, and especially the ones that do it behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking with an owner the other day, and she said, you know, I know this person is doing it, and I know it's causing huge problems in my company, and I just have to catch them doing it face-to-face once so I can do something about
right.
it.
Right.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. If you know it's happening, you can't wait.
Right. And the whole idea is you're not going to catch them face to face. That's not what
they do.
They're
too smart.
Right.
They're not going to do that.
Unfortunately, they're not using their brains on your behalf.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, the column that you picked up on was a business that had grown very rapidly and... In the corporate office, I mean, you know, this business went from, you know, literally a kitchen table startup with no capital whatsoever
mm-hmm.
to...
I recognize that.
Yeah, we all do. To, about $20 million in like 10 or 11 years. I mean, you know, the guy did a heck
of a job. I don't recognize that.
and he was not college educated, and you know, very, very smart guy that built it with a whole lot of sweat and figuring things out as he went. And he started hiring employees, and of course his first round of employees were like friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was kind of painful getting rid of them.
But then he wound up with a toxic cancerous situation.
Right, because he went out and he hired employees. He didn't have a whole lot of money.
Right.
So he tried to find somebody that wasn't too expensive, mm-hmm. but that had experience.
Yeah.
And what do you get? You get somebody that didn't work out in
You're
another.
You're going to make a bad hire every once in a while, folks. But it's tougher for small business, not so much for big businesses. We're all going to make bad hires, just like bad decisions. We'll come back. We're going to get John to help us deal with those after these messages. 22. John Deaney's our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.